This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success. Welcome to Office Hours. I'm David Meltzer, and we are starting with the stars. The first time I met this young man, I was thinking, he's nothing but a million-dollar listing movie star. He knows nothing about business or sales. And then this man, Ryan Serhant, took me to school. He took me to school in sales, and now he's taking me to school in media and branding. And thank you for teaching in my classroom here at Office Hours. Ryan Serhant, welcome.
Hey, man. How's everyone doing? Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's such a privilege to have you. Talk about exceeding expectations. You know, I've met a lot of housewives before, and I have to admit, the first time years and years ago I met you, I was more thinking I was talking to a housewife than a businessman. And you are a true scholar of business. And the lessons that you taught me that day have really built not only my respect for you, but I'm selling for you all over the place. Only thing I am disappointed of, guys, during COVID, I wasn't buying from him because he told me to buy and I didn't buy.
I told you. It was like, listen, real estate in New York is half off. This COVID thing will eventually go away. It'll just be a memory. Come on and get a good deal. And you were like, no, oh, I don't know. I think I'm going to rent something. I'm like, just rents are the highest they've ever been. You're like, yeah, but I don't know. And now look at it.
Well, speaking of which, you have taken some cues on branding, marketing, and media, which has allowed you to amplify those great lessons that you teach and empower other real estate agents and brokers around the world. How important has the media side of what you're doing been in real estate to incorporate the actual real estate industry and career that you've had?
Well, media has only become important to me in as much as it's become one of the few things that I can actually control in my industry. You know, I think salespeople in particular, regardless of what you sell, spend so much time complaining about things they can't control, like interest rates, like inventory, like politics. I mean, you can have an input and maybe a minimal impact, but you can't control so many of these things. The same way I can't control the traffic, I can't control the weather. So then what are you going to do about it? Action is the antidote to anxiety, right? So what actions can I take over market anxieties and anxiety I have over things I can't control? One of those is, okay, well then, no matter what the market does, I need people to know what I sell. If people don't know what I sell, if they don't know me, if they don't know what I do, then I could be the smartest person ever. I could have the greatest product ever. But if no one knows about it, then I'm not going to sell it. You know, I was with a major software CEO yesterday at dinner, and I was always talking to him about, what's the product? How do you do that? How do you build? How did you know where to put the buttons? You know, this is, you know, I use it all, but I never built anything like that. And he's like, whoa. Do you think I run a software company? Because from my seat, I run a software sales company. I could have the greatest software of all time, but if no one buys it. And so all of that is to say that media, you know, I learned early on with Million Dollar Listing New York and with Bravo, putting content via media to the world is a way that I can build my brand and the brand of the properties and the product that I sell, and I can sell more of it faster. So how can I have control of that? Because I have no control over Bravo. I have no control over this TV show. There's this thing that all these kids use called YouTube. It's like 8 years ago. What if I just do what I do on TV, but I could do it on YouTube and I could get in front of kids, and then kids have influence over parents who make decisions. So let's do that. Maybe I could find Dave Meltzer's daughters, put real estate in front of them on their phone, and then maybe they'd have influence over their dad, stuff like that. And so we slowly started building out this kind of media arm a long time ago to enable us to become the most followed real estate brokerage brand on the planet. And it served us pretty well.
I mean, I love the Dave Meltzer's daughters. So Ryan, you 2007, you landed As the World Turns. And then you think this is your big shot, right? You're like, I'm going to be the greatest. I'm going to be the greatest actor in the world. And obviously that doesn't go right. So I love how you did the pivot. You went, because obviously you're a control freak, like a lot of, I was an actor that couldn't get work. And then you try to create stuff and everyone looks at you like, no, just stand in line. It'll eventually come. and it didn't come, right? You had to create the opportunities. So do you ever look back at those times, because a lot of people stay stuck and you didn't, and then it's allowed you to be so brilliant in front of the camera because you understand the camera and you understand that you always got to be creating the next opportunity. It's that beautiful thing. I work with addicts. Action. If you take the next right action, the anxiety is removed, because anxiety is an energy, and most people get stuck in the energy. They don't create off the energy. So talk about that. It's so great that you know, here I am, 2007, I'm going to be the biggest, and it doesn't work out.
Yeah, it was definitely my big break at the time, you know, getting onto a soap opera, and it didn't work out because they killed me. And I wanted it to work out. I'd still be there. I couldn't be there now because they canceled the show not long after. I've been on, you know, the air for over 50 years. But I think, you know, I guess two things about that. One, you have to understand that we are all outcome focused. You know what I mean? Like we go to school, we don't really care about learning. We care about the degree. What's it going to get us, right? We do lifelong learning. We don't really care about what we're absorbing. We care about what that badge on LinkedIn is going to get us. So we're outcome focused. So what outcome do I really want? And that was the deep dive I had to do for myself at the time. Do I really want to be an amazing actor on stage in theater, regardless of what that means for my life? Or do I want to be successful? Do I want to have a great life? And when I really, really, really thought about it, I wanted performance to be a part of my life in some way, somehow, but I chose success first, okay? Career second. I wanted to have a big, great life. Life is short. And so I kind of tapped out of theater and acting earlier than most people would, because my success train was not on the right tracks at that time. And so I looked at getting killed off on a soap opera, not as a brick wall, because I had lots of friends who got killed off soap operas, acting, they didn't work out, so they moved home. And I think about moving home as a brick wall. So I looked at it as a speed bump. Hey, man, I'm on my path towards success. And there's no map. At that time, MapQuest. I had no MapQuest at that time. Today, Waze is broken. There's no service. 5G is down. The AI is eating everything. The computers are turning against us. And figuring out, okay, every setback is just a speed bump, right? It's just me taking a few steps back to get into my sprint position so I can Usain Bolt it all the way to the finish line. It's never multiple steps back and then I got to start over again. And so pivoting into something like real estate was my ability to say, okay, I'm not going to move home. I'm not hitting a brick wall. This is just a speed bump. I need to make money. I've got to be able to stay in New York City. This place is super expensive. So, all right, what can I do? I'm going to help people find homes to rent, and they'll pay a fee if they want to, really. And I realized really, really quickly that meeting strangers on the street or in an apartment or in a Starbucks is identical to meeting strangers on stage during improv. It's someone you don't know in an unfamiliar situation with unfamiliar circumstances. And so you immediately play the game of yes and. And the winner is the one who can say yes the most times, right? It's a win-win game. It's a win-win scenario. How do I keep that moving forward? And I feel like I started playing that game in 2007, 2008, and I haven't stopped yet.
Well-crafted story there.
Absolutely. No, this, Ryan, you're taking me exactly where I want to talk. You and I were in New York at the same time. So I as well moved to New York City to pursue a musical theater career and found myself in business. And we have fellow actors and stuff here. And so as someone talking branding, why do you feel people like us that have a performance background when it comes into media today and branding today and knowing the importance of storytelling, why do you feel like there's so many people with our background that are having success in other areas?
Facts tell, stories sell, right? I mean, that's it. I know a lot of really, really smart people who have a hard time selling because they forget the 50% of that equation. Facts are going to tell everybody what to do, but facts are now on your phone, right? Facts are now on your computer. I've got three screens in front of me. I'm covered in facts, but none of them are telling me a story. It's just facts, right? So stories sell. You buy a stock because of the story. You buy Bitcoin because of the story. You buy that shirt, you know, that suit because of the story. If it's cheap enough, then you don't need a story, because the story is it's cheap enough. When we start getting into luxury goods, right? When you start getting into expensive items like, you know, really expensive suits, cars, businesses, right? Buying real estate, for example. Then it's about that story and about that brand. And that's what people are buying in, and that's what they're investing in. And what is the lifetime value, right, of that brand for that particular product? And so theater, acting, performance is a massive part of your ability to tell stories. You know, I'm friends and we sell apartments and rent apartments to a lot of, you know, Peloton instructors, for example. You know, and I always find it so amazing and so genius that none of them were fitness instructors before Peloton started. They were cast for that platform because they had good bodies, right? They're fitness, they were fit, but they were doing other things. They were singing, they were dancing, they were acting, they were modeling. They knew how to talk, they knew how to smile while talking at the same exact time so they could raise their cheek muscles in their face and never let it go while talking and while breathing really, really fast. And that's the talent. That's what it means to be a Peloton instructor. It's not your ability to stand up on a bike, right? It's your ability to breathe, okay, in between words while talking and laughing while being out of breath. That's what you're casting. And I think that's why you see so many people who have gone through the rejection of trying to be an actor, who've gone through the bullshit of trying to work for free just to get noticed, right? Who've gone through the memorizing of lines and understanding information really, really, really fast so I can go out and I know exactly what points to hit with you. Those people are great in business and they're perfect in sales. And I look for those people all the time. The hard part now though, is that most of those people don't wanna do anything else. They just wanna get in front of a phone and become an influencer, right? Why do I have to do anything if I could just make money on my phone all day? I can do that from anywhere, with anyone, on any device, any place in the world. So that's the new challenge.
So Ryan, good seeing you again. Let me ask you a question. This idea of faceless brands are going to lose. You know, we talk a lot about brands, and you know, you have to have this brand to be successful. How does somebody create their own brand? How do they consciously create a brand? What's the process that somebody takes to figure out what their brand is going to be?
Yeah, I teach this to all of our agents. We teach this to all of our members all over the world and sellitlikesirhan.com. Creating a brand is possible for anybody. You can do it for a product or you can do it for yourself. And it is a three-step process, okay, with a lot of kind of micro steps built in there. First, whether it's a product or it's you as an individual, you have to understand a really, really clear, to the bone, what is that core identity? Like, what is it? What are you? What is it? What is the thing? What is the person attached to the thing? What is the value that thing or you are going to create? What is that core identity? If it's for you personally trying to build a personal brand, one of the earliest exercises that I have people do is go and talk to somebody you can trust. Not your mom, not your best friend, not someone you met yesterday because they don't really know you. Find someone that you can trust to give you an honest reaction to asking them this question. Please explain me, okay? Define me without using my name. Who am I? You have to tell a stranger who I am. Three sentences, six sentences. Who am I without using my name? Because you have a spotlight effect on you at all times. You think you are X, but the world actually thinks you're Y. And you have to have a really, really clear understanding of what Y is. And I learned this the hard way because I had never done that exercise. Then I go on TV, Million Dollar Listing New York, when I'm 26 years old. And after the first season, I'm like, yeah, dude, I was right. I was great. I crushed it. And everyone else is like, dude, you're an asshole. Why? And my mom had to be like, well, honey, sometimes you think things are funny that aren't really funny to most people. Like, what does that even mean? What are you talking about? So I had to learn, like, I think I'm X. The world thinks I'm Y. So, okay, now I understand what my core identity is, what my value is. Now, how do I create consistent awareness, right? What is that consistent content? You can be on camera, you can do that easily, or you can then go out and put that out as thought leadership, do it in written content. Now I'm doing consistent content. And then lastly, I'm shouting every win from the mountaintops. What is it? Success begets success over and over and over. Because what is brand, right? Brand is that core identity that when it leaves your face, when it leaves your fingertips, now the world has a perception of you or that thing, right? So core identity to perception. Now you leave the room, you leave the chat room, you leave Instagram, you swipe out. Now all of a sudden people are talking about you or the thing behind your back. So now it's core identity to perception to reputation, right? And then over the course of time and many, many, many reps, reputation becomes your personal brand. That's all it is. And that's how you put it together.
That's good.
Awesome. Drop the mic. I have casted the best guest and one of the best friends. And I just appreciate you always showing up, whether it's in person or virtually. This guy is everywhere in person as well. He shows up for people. He's pouring into the community because he understands value probably better than anyone, but better than understanding it. As you witness here, this man can articulate value to exceed what we're asking for. Ryan Serhant, thank you so much. You are the best casted guest I've had.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Let me know when to buy in New York next time. We appreciate you.
Will do.
Thank you, my friend.
See you later.
The incredible Ryan Serhant. Sell it like Serhant. There's no one that sells it better. He is amazing. Check him out also on Sex and the City. All right, next up, we're casting our next guest from the NFL here on Office Hours.